In this video, we're going to talk a little bit about planning out content production and the way that you should approach producing content on your website so that you don't pull out all of your hair and get frustrated and over time produce nothing valuable and never get started with your SEO journey. So the first thing that we need to do is we find our keywords for our content. And what we're looking for is the target keyword, and this generally is the highest volume target. It's not always the highest volume target, but it's the thing that makes the most sense to target and the thing that's going to bring in people that are actually customers for our business, or the thing that's going to drive lots of links for our website. And then some other keywords that we're looking for are subheading keywords. So these are keywords that you can target specifically in your content, and you can write a little bit of information about them. And if they're smaller topics, then you can include the entire topic in your piece of content, or you can write another piece of content that's smaller on your website and you can internally link to that piece of content. But you can target a lot of different keywords with one specific piece of content. And then lastly is in-content keywords. So these are really low volume, low difficulty keywords that you can throw into your content. And as long as they're contextually relevant, this will help you show up in the rankings for lots of different types of keywords and be able to drive more traffic to your content and more customers to your business. So when you're producing content, this is the general order of the way that you will want to do things. After your keyword research, first you structure out your H1s and your H2s and your H3s in your content, and you can structure the way that the layout of the content goes. And then from there, you can gather your resources, you can get links to other websites, you can get notes on different topics or different ideas, you can use AI tools to be able to do this. And then ultimately, you're going to write the draft and you're just going to fill in the blanks underneath those different headers in your article. And after you're done writing the draft, then you're going to edit for readability and add in your user experience signals. You're going to generate your images, whether it's screenshots or charts or other image visuals. And then after that, you'll be able to write an effective title and description because you've already written the content, so you know what it's about. And then after that, you're going to produce any of your distribution communications. So whether this is social media posts or email newsletter writings or anything like that. So you can imagine if you were producing content weekly, you could start on a Monday and do some keyword research, some heading structuring for your content. Then on a Tuesday, you could do gathering and additional resources and get your notes together. Then on Wednesday, you can write a draft. On Thursday, you can edit the draft and generate your images and your media. And then on Friday, you can publish and distribute your content via your email newsletter or social media. Generally, I would say it takes probably less than 10 hours per 2,000 words. I wouldn't say any more than 20 hours per 2,000 words. So this can give you a rough idea as to how much time it might take each week if you wanted to produce a piece of content each week. If you wanted to write a highly valuable piece of content, you're talking maybe 3,000 to 5,000 words and it's really well done, it can take you upwards of a month and maybe 40 to 60 hours, depending on how quickly you can work and how fast you're able to write. But it shouldn't take forever to produce a smaller piece of content, and you should be able to fit it into your work schedule, whether it's 2 hours a day or 1 hour a day or something like that, and be able to produce valuable content over time. Some additional things you can do to promote your content and to be able to start to build links to your content is to, number one, make a YouTube video from your writing. I talked about this in the previous video, increasing your dwell time. If you have a YouTube video or some sort of video embed that can increase engagement on your site, then this can help boost your dwell time. And so making a YouTube video that basically targets the exact same information that's presented in the article, you can not only increase the dwell time on your website, but then you can also show up on YouTube and drive traffic to your website from YouTube. Next, you can make social media posts from your writing. You can make Instagram images, you can make YouTube shorts or Instagram reels, or you can make tweets. And like I talked about in the first video in this module, everything starts with writing. So if you've written an excellent piece of content, then you should be able to generate any type of social media pretty easily. And this is going to help distribute your content. It's going to help get it in front of people. This helps you build more organic backlinks. This helps drive up engagement. This helps drive traffic. It helps build your business. This is the best way to grow your business on the internet long term. You can also promote your content on forums like Reddit or Quora. You don't want to go crazy because you can get banned and you can be seen as pretty spammy. But if it makes sense to and it's contextual and it's helpful, then go for it. And as long as you're not selling too hard, then people don't really mind too much. But if you are selling pretty hard, then you might want to rethink that a little bit or approach it a little more strategically. And then lastly, another thing you can do as an additional step to your content is to come back in 3 to 6 months and optimize and redistribute distribute your content.
I talked about in the keyword research module that you can use the Google Search Console to find different keywords that your content already ranks for, and you can either optimize your content or you can produce new content based on those keywords. You're going to want to be able to use the data that you have at your disposal to be able to improve your content, add more value to it, and be able to redistribute your content so that you can build more links to your piece of content. You don't have to just produce something once and talk about it once and build links once. You can build links at the same URL forever. And so the more you can optimize your content, the more you can edit it, make it more relevant, make it more fresh. This is going to help you show up in the rankings better. It's also going to help you be able to redistribute your content so that you can get more links to it. It's going to build your domain authority over time so that you're able to rank for more keywords using your content on Google. And this is how you build a flywheel of activity that helps you drive long-term results on Google. I'm definitely going to get more into this in the distribution module, but this is just a little heads up as to some different things that you can do to increase on all fronts using your content that you're producing on your website.